Okay, one Nun Dalet Ahmed Base towards the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. Amuret Hizda. We're continuing on. We just finished our whole section on Chazorah, on how essential it is to learning Torah, teaching Torah. So the Maharsha comment said, after we learn about the Chazorah, it's still not enough. It's still not a kinyan until one learns how to make simonim. This is the way you're going to make the kinyan, the nefesh, but you're not going to forget the Torah. Omer Rav Chisda, ain't Torah niknit ela b'simonim. The only way you're going to get a kinyan on Torah, it's not a guarantee. The limud of the Torah is four times, minimal. As Chagi told me after the shiur, that the daf of the Gemara says it. The Rashi, everybody knows the lines of the Rashi, always four lines before you get to the Gemara. Means you have to learn the Gemara four times before you really get into the Gemara. But even all after all that, you need takbulot, as Rashi is going to mention on Nunhei. Rashi simonim, what are simonim? Simani hashmud zu achezu, v'simani chachamim k'derek sheish b'shas. He gives the idea the way the Shas does it. You find many times in Shas a listing of words that is either going to represent the shmud that we're about to hear, or the chachamim that we're going to mention in the Shas. And that's the Tassim Gears for the money B'fiyam, that's going to be seen in a minute. So we see over here that one person, besides doing Chazorah, they have to have some kind of organized method of remembering what they learned. Like almost with anything in the world, especially with Torah. Because Torah is a fragile glass. If you're not careful with it, it quickly gets destroyed. The Haftamah to Derech Hashem goes and elaborates on how important it is to have your limud organized in one way or another. And that's why he even wrote Derech Hashem, to organize Yahadut in organized fashion. So Rashi gives the ideas of just writing simonim, and as everybody knows, we find different ways of anything that we can get, any takbulot, as Rashi is going to mention on the other page. You need something in order to be mekayim your Torah, whether it's writing it down, making summaries, people memorize it by even daf. We have daf, the simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's exactly what it is. It's simonim. It's a gathering information in a way that you could remember it, remembering Simon Shin Chesed for Bishul, Shadir Ches, the Chulin. So Rav Chisda says the Torah is only niknet with simonim, by making some kind of effort to remember it. Shneimar, sima b'fihem, says place in their mouth. We had the pasuk before. Al tikrei sima, ela simona. You have to make simonim for your mouth, you have to make some kind of way to learn the Torah. Shema Rav Taklifa, remember Rav Taklifa from Eretz Yisrael heard this. Azalama kamei devavavo. He said before his Rebbe, Omer atan lahatan not even la. They learned it from that pasuk, from sima b'fihem. Ana, but I know this concept, but I know it from a different pasuk. Hachamit nidin la. We learn it from this pasuk. Hetzivi lach tziyunim simu lach. Place for yourself tziyunim. Make for yourself some kind of marker with your limud. Asu tziyunim l'Torah. You have to make some kind of marker that you could recognize where your Torah is and where you're holding. My mashma the high tziyun lishna simona. Where do we know that a tziyun is a lashon of simon? It's the same thing. Dixiv v'ra etzim adam uvona etzol tziyun. I saw the bones of a person and it's building by the tziyun. The tziyun is now a marker that you recognize something from. So too with the limud of Torah, you have to make some kind of markers. As the Maharshar mentioned, after you did the chazorah and the learning, you still need another way in order not to forget. Rebbe Eliezer Meir Mahacha, another pasuk that shows this idea. And more lachachma chotiyat, you should say to wisdom, you're my sister, meaning wisdom should be so familiar to you, the Torah that you learned, just like you know your sister is usher, what you learned is so clear to you in the same way. Umoda levina tikra, and I will call a moda for bina. What does that mean, call a moda? Asu modi'in l'Torah. Make like signs, information, understand where it's all coming from. Rava me asem mo'adin l'Torah. He says a little bit differently. He says that this pasuk is telling you that you have to make mo'adin l'Torah. Rashi, asu mo'ad l'Torah. What does that mean? Kavu itim in the Bach l'Torah l'tamidechem shiadu et eight levo l'shnot. You should fix times for the Torah and for the students that they should know the time to come and to learn, which is basically siddur. That's what we have. We have a Seder in the yeshivas. A person has a Seder Iyun, they have a Seder Halacha, Seder Bikiyus, Seder Musar, and people that can't be Koveya, their time in the yeshiva, but everybody has to have some kind of Seder. That's the way they're going to make headways in Torah. We have the Seder now in Erevin. Person should have a Seder in Halacha, a Kaviya Seder that you know it's the time to come and to learn. Kavua every day. So all beautiful Gemaras on how to accomplish Torah. Vahenu Diyamar, and this is exactly what Vivavdima Bar Chama Bar Dosa says. Madik Siv, what does it say, the Pasuk? Lo b'shemayim hi, it's not in the Shemayim, v'lo mi'ava li'yam hi, and it's not over the sea. What does this Pasuk mean? Lo b'shemayim hi, it's not in the Shemayim, she'im b'shemayim hi, atatzrik lo racharea. If it was in the Shemayim, you'd have to go out and get it afterwards. Oh, Shem Mishmuel has a beautiful word on this, just a side point. He says, if it was in the Shemayim, and Hashem said you have to get it, then you have to go up there and get it. Because Hashem won't tell us anything that we can't do. As a matter of fact, He won't give us any situation that we can't handle. He knows exactly what we can do. And the Pasuk is telling you, if it was in Shemayim, you'd have to figure out a way and get it. The fact that it's not in Shemayim means that we can't get it from over there. But if it was, you'd go there. And that's with anything in life. Hashem only gives a person who has the ability to handle and to do. And if we're given this Torah, and if we're given the Shas, then we can do it. And we will do it. And if it's over the seas, you'd have to go and get it. Vashi, this is what, Vahenu Diyome Rev Abdimi. Why does it say Vahenu? What aspect are we talking about? Hadiyamu Ditzorek L'Toreach L'Yamid Simonim. The fact that you need to be Toreach. You need to work a little bit. It's not just learning. Someone has to, after they're done learning, be Toreach and to set up Simonim. Uliarim B'Tachpulot. He's got to do whatever it has to take in order to remember his learning. Kadesh Yitkayim Torah Bilumdeya. In order that his limud should be Mekayim. Hayana Devev Avdini Meforesh Tiyukah Dikrar. And that's why he's being Midayik from the Pasuk. She'im B'Shemayimi. Sorry, Katala L'Racharaya. The Pasuk is telling you, if it wasn't Shemayim, you'd have to figure out some way to get it. So wherever the Torah is, you have to figure out a way to be Mekayim. The Marashar says that it adds on Rashi. It's not just going on the last thing with making this simonim. It's going on this last staff or so of Gemara, which has given us many different ways of learning how to acquire the Torah. All the different ways is studying that this pasuk is coming to teach us. Lo b'shemayim hi. Now that we discussed the pasuk lo b'shemayim hi, the Gemara is going to bring two other perushim on what is going on in lo b'shemayim hi. Vavama. He comes and says, "Lo b'shemayimi, lo timtza b'mi shemagbiya daitu aleiv shemayim." It's not going to be found in someone who has who's high-minded. The Marashar says, "Someone who feels he doesn't need a rav. I can understand it on my own. I'll get it." He's up there in the shemayim. He doesn't feel he needs someone over him. You're not going to find Torah in someone that doesn't have a rav. "Lo timtza b'mi shemarchiv daitu aleiv kiyam." And it's not going to go. You're not going to find it in someone, even if he has a Rav. But if he feels his mind is so wide, like Yam, that he doesn't need to do Svor, he doesn't need to do Chazor, he can just hear it and hold on to it, you're not going to find Torah in this person either. You need both these things. You need a Rav, and you need to do Chazor after the Rav. When the Rav says a lecture, he says a nice word, one should say it over to the wife, to the family, to discuss with people, get those Chazoras in. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, he says another pshat, lo b'shemayim hi, lo timtza b'gasei ruach. It's not found in people that have a gaiva. Torah will not be found there. V'lo me'av ha'liyam hi, and it's not found over the seas, lo timtza lo b'sacharnim v'lo b'tagarim. You're not going to find it in the merchants that have to spend all their time running from place to place to get Torah learning, to get pranasa. You're not going to find it there. Sachronim, these are Machtirim B'Arios, Rashi says, they're people who go from city to city, they're very busy, they don't, you're not going to find Torah among these people. Tagarim, these are B'Iran, in their own city, Bimkomam, in their place. Even a person like this, rather, Rashi is now quoting a Gemara we had a few days ago, Elin Nirim Ve'enu Nirim, Kedemar Le'el. Where is Torah going to be found? This person's at Nirim Ve'enu Nirim. He's seen and he's not seen. Meaning, he has to do his panoser, he has to have his things, but this time that he's not seen, he just disappears and ends up in a base medrash somewhere, kovei a few hours. That's the person where Torah is going to be mitkayim. And this goes very nice with the Rambam. The Rambam says a person should work for a living, yet keep it to 3 hours. Find other times for limud. Of course, today we follow what is the norms, but a person needs to have this idea that he's near him, the ainu near him. He's seen in his house, in his work, but there's times that he's not seen. Rather, he is seen, but in the base medrash. So our person should approach their Torah. Okay, adkan the agadot on learning Torah. Now we're going to go back into the subject of the perek, which is on making eruvi tachumim, or the tachum that a person has. Just to get back into it, because we're going to be going quite elaborate into the tachum, so I felt it's probably kedai just to go over a few of the halachas that make it lemaisa over here. Everybody's familiar with the concept of an eruv that we have in order that we shouldn't go from reshus hayachid l'reshus harabim. That's the classic case of an eruv. That is all midrabanan. It came out Shlomo Melech. Most of our areas over here are Carmelites. We're not really going to be touching on a derisa of traveling, and we make an eruv to protect us from going from a reshus hayachid from our house into a reshus what's called the Carmelites, like the open areas over here, and that's where we have an eruv. Another eruv that it's not as much common, but the other iser on Shabbos is going over the prescribed limit outside the city. It's a big machloket rishonim on whether it's midrash or not. We mentioned in the parshas of Man that a person shouldn't go out from his place. And from there, the Rambam paskins that the tachum, the kum of a city, is deraisa, meaning that there's a certain amount. And the chachamim will fix that it's 12 mil. Remember that a large amount, way past modi'in, is 12 mil would be the issa deraisa that if a person wants to walk, for example, to maybe B'nai Brak, whatever, they'll take the whole day and walk to B'nai Brak and surprise his family over there, it's not allowed on Shabbos. Midraisa. The Chachamim were talking that it should not be more than Alpayim Amos. Alpayim Amos about Be'erich between the different sheets is about a meter. A kilometer. A person shouldn't go that far on Shabbos. And if one does, it's over an Issa. So I don't know exactly where the boundaries are over here, but from the end of Matis Yau, you could walk 2,000 amos. The Mishnah Brewer explains how do you figure this out, 2,000 amos. He says, it's very interesting, he says a foot of a person is about a half a amma, and when you take a steady step, it usually makes one length of a foot. So that would be one amma. If a Benoni person takes a regular step, count your 2,000 steps, and that's where you'll have your end of the tachum, of the boundary that you could... you could go on. The Gemara, as we're coming up, is going to explain what do you do with hills and do these things, but one should be aware of how far the tachum is. I'll just give a few examples of where it comes in more lemaisa. I once had to go to Magen David Adom, Erev Shabbos, with a child of mine, and it was getting very close to Shkias. I'm driving down the highway over here to Levit and stuff like that. I should be aware exactly where that kilometer is. Or you have a double come, you could set up, as we mentioned before, one could extend his tachum by making tachumim erev. If you're an ani on the way, you can make it into 4,000 amos. 2 kilometers from here, that's where I could get off my car, make the place, let's say Lapid is a kilometer from here, and let's say I'm about at the light at Shilat, if that's another kilometer over there, one should be aware of that. It should never happen to anyone, but this is what halacha is about, to be prepared. These are the ideas where you get out of the car and you could start walking, the maximum distance you could walk. Okay, a lot of times we have the problem with tachum with going to the hospital. Right? A person, this is the most common. After that, you're for sure out of your tachum, but we already had the Mishnayos and the Gemaras before. If you leave your tachum and you end up in an area, you are onus, whatever, and you end up in an area that's surrounded or a surrounded building, you could use the... that whole area that's surrounded. So therefore, if someone ends up in Shari Tzedek or in the hospital, they could use the whole area around it. They can walk outside. Okay, so we're into the... We already had the first Mishnah of the Perek that talked about making the Tachum of a city. The first Mishnah talked about a square city. You have a beautiful square. North is north, south, east, west. It was a nice, clean Mishnah. You make 2,000 amos in each direction. Okay, this price that we're going to have now, it's all brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Every part of this price is going to talk about different sizes of a city. Oh, another place where this comes up is, I don't know so much over here, maybe, Joel, you know better, in the small villages up in the Galil, if they're a kilometer or 2 kilometers apart. But in New York, we have the bungalow colonies, which they're sprouted little areas in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes they're a kilometer or two away from the next one. If one wants to go and visit their friend, they have to know the tachum in this case. So how do you measure from the end of the city? Now the Gemara is going to, we're going to bring down this price, and the Gemara is going to discuss every part of this price. It will take us well into tomorrow's Amud, discussing this price. There's a lot of small points on the Rishonim, Machloket here and there, but we're mainly going to follow the Derech of the Mishnah Berurah, the Psak Halacha, on each one of these, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketan Ma'avim et Harim. How do you make an Eruv, Eruv of a Tachum? How far does it go that you could walk on Shabbos from the city? Avucha Kamochi. If it's Avucha Kamochi, and we'll all discuss it, we're talking about basically a rectangle. If it's not a square completely, a gula, or it's not gula, it's a circled city, which we already had mentioned in Rashi on the first mission of the Perek. Otsin la zaviot. You make it corners. Matter of fact, if we just take out our books now, if anyone has them, or the Masift in the back has a lot of fine pictures on this. We're going to need these books for the next few weeks. It's going to be regular. Over here, we have our triangle. A lot of things over here. Okay, we're going to see a little triangle. Here's the circle. When you have a city that says a circle, you make a square around it, you gain those corners, and now you make your Eruv. Because you need payout in the cities. It's a, because there is a custom that you need payout. So you gain with a circle. Make an exact square, and now you count 2,000 amos in each direction, and you'll find that that will be the Eruv of a city. Rectangle, we just had, we'll discuss more than that. Meruvat, if it's square, and osim lezaviot. You don't have to make zaviot, and the Gemara will explain exactly what is the chiddush with that. Haytu rechava mitzad echad, v'ketzar mitzad acher. If it's wide, the square is wide on one side, and it's small on the other, this will be a trapezoid. Right? A trapezoid is not, will not have 90 degree angles. We want to make everything 90 degree angles. That's what we're doing over here. Whenever all these cases are, tachum is clean. 90 degree angles, but over here you don't. You have a picture, here's a picture of a trapezoid. So you just, on the wide side, you go straight up to make the 90 degree angles, and you gain corners, and from this point out, you'll have 2,000 amas. You make it clean. If it's not a clean line, meaning there's a house sticking out from it, so you just make a line from that house straight, or shnei batim, or two houses. And I'm always going to ask, what's the chiddush of two houses? If one house you make a line, of course two houses. It's ki'ilu chut matuach aleihem umodid mimenu lahalan alpayim amos. You just take a string, go along that, get the 90 degree angle, and you measure your 2,000 amos. Haita soya kimin keshet. If it's a bow. Again, we have the picture over here. Oh, we have it on the Gemara also. You can see the keshet. What?
Half a bagel.
Half a bagel. That's right, half a bagel. And I was just thinking, you could see things like this, because you have some kind of natural boundary going on in the city, like maybe a mountain, a town going around the mountain. You see these pictures. These pictures going around of villages, and the two ends are over here. Again, we make a line connecting two ends, and everything will be you measure from that point. So again, according to the picture over here, you make the line across, and you don't count 2,000 amos from here out, but 2,000 amos from here and out. Oh, so the Ravid does says that you make the square. Ravid's brought down the round the Rosh, but that even over here you make it. The bigger chiddush is going to be over here, as we're going to see in the Gemara. But of course, for sure, you make the line over here and up like that. That would all be a square. We need zaviot on the whole thing. Okay, that's the case. The ketchup we're going to speak quite a bit out today and tomorrow, if the Gemara goes into it. That's the more problematic case. Oh, Kamin Gem. This is a gem, a Greek gem, which it's a elbow, a backwards cuff sofit. Okay, backwards cuff sofit. We'll have a gem. Here's a gem over here. Backwards dollars. Gamma dollars. Yeah, these the little elbow over here, right angle. Okay, that also. The keshet and the gem, you make that it's filled with batim. Again, over here, there's a machloket going on. Is how do you make this? With the keshet, we want straight across.